Jeff, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Tony. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for coming on the program. At this moment, where do you stand with contract negotiations with Sparrow Hospital?
Right now, as of Sunday evening, Sparrow ended up presenting us with their final offer. We ended up taking this back to the membership to see if they were willing to settle for that. It was a concessionary agreement, and the membership resoundingly rejected that offer, and we hope to get back to the table, and hopefully Sparrow will come and be willing to negotiate in good faith to reach a satisfactory agreement.
When do you hope to get back to the table?
I believe that we're looking at a couple of times next week. As of right now, those have not been set.
What are the major sticking points?
A couple of the biggest sticking points are staffing. We need to make sure that we have enough resources to be able to take care of the patients effectively and safely when they come into the hospital. The hospital talks about wanting to meet benchmarks, and as of right now, we don't have anything in the contract that will ensure that benchmarks are met. The proposal that they came back with did raise staffing in certain areas, but it lowered it in others, and it's not a good agreement. We also need to have a wage and benefit package that is not concessionary. We need to have something that will attract and retain the skilled professionals that we have there.
How far apart are you?
We have come together on some of the areas. We need the hospital to come to the table and be willing to talk. We need them to be willing to actually, in good faith, negotiate.
You sound frustrated, Jeff, and it sounds to me like you may think that Sparrow is not negotiating in good faith and really not looking to negotiate and find common ground.
I believe that to date, the amount of movement that they have made on significant issues is very, very small. There have been some movement, like I say, in some of the different units with staffing, but not all of them. And there is nothing in the contract that ensures that those numbers will be met and maintained. We've run into this in the past, and that's why we're in the situation that we are now.
The contract expired last Sunday. How long have you been in negotiations to try and have a new one set up?
We started negotiations actually setting at the table back in August, and it did expire last Sunday. We have agreed to contract extension through November 19th.
Is there a possibility of a strike?
Well, there is a possibility of a strike. That is definitely not our goal. We are definitely looking to get a good contract, one that will protect the nurses and other healthcare professionals that work at Sparrow, and one that also protects the public.
Has there ever been a strike before with your union?
We've been in place there since 1988, and in that amount of time, no, we've never had a strike.
I would imagine that would be a devastating blow should there not be any nurses in the hospital. What would they do?
In the event that there were to be a strike called, there is a requirement for a 10-day notice. We would end up letting the hospital know what the plans were for that as far as date that we would end up leaving, so that the hospital would have at least 10 days to make arrangements to ensure that patients are safe. There's absolutely no intent, nor would there ever be, on our part, to do anything that would cause harm to patients.
So, you have a contract extension till November 19th. It's a couple of weeks. Are you hopeful or are you more certain that a deal will get done by that date?
Well, since I'm representing only half of the people that are at the negotiating table, I can talk for our half. We are absolutely committed to getting a good contract.
All right, Jeff. Well, thanks for the update. We will stay in touch, and hopefully you can get this deal done soon.
Thank you, Tony.